Robinhood Radio presents Between the Stacks, a weekly chat about our local libraries.
Hi, this is Sarah from Kent Memorial Library.
And this is Courtney from the Millbrook Library.
How are things?
Things are good. It's crazy that we're already this far into the new year.
It's been moving really quickly. So our topic today is interesting collections. I'd love to hear about what you have over there at Millbrook.
Yeah, so we started our Library of Things collection probably about a year and a half ago. And it started with a donation of a couple of acoustic guitars and ukuleles by a nonprofit organization. And we've slowly added to it. We have things that were also gifted to us from the Dutchess Land Conservancy, like two nature backpacks. Mm-hmm. So one's a nighttime exploration backpack that people can check out, and it has a bunch of resources and like binoculars and like things to check out the stars. And the other one's a forest exploration backpack with like very similar things just for forest exploration. We've tried to get things that we can use in library programs as well as things that people want to check out. So we've gotten a mini donut maker. We have an electric wax melter. We have different lawn games that we used for our summer reading kickoff that people can check out. Wi-Fi hotspots, a DVD player that's portable in case people are going on road trips where there's no Wi-Fi.
Nice.
So that's probably our coolest collection in the library. We also have a seed library.
Oh,
which
great.
Has been pretty popular. And that's probably, I think that was about 2 years ago we started that through a program called Library of Local with the Mid-Hudson Library System.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't have to check them out. They can just come and take seeds. And the idea is that they bring back any seeds that they grow over the course of the summer and bring them back in the fall. And that's gone really well so far. So I'd say those are probably like our top two cool things.
Neat.
How about you?
Well, we also have a Library of Things, and
awesome.
That's very popular. We have a lot of kitchen equipment in there, including giant slow cookers and bread machines and what other is a fun one in there? We've just got a new stand mixer, a KitchenAid stand mixer that's really nice. But I think the most popular things that we have are extra folding tables and chairs. Those go out all the time. And we use them here. It's sort of like what you were saying, how you try to get things that you're already going to use. I mean, we use these all the time, but we don't need them all the time. So they go out to a lot of people when they're having guests or parties or whatever. And plenty of other party-type things like decor items, again, that we use when we're having events or when we're doing our benefits. The other really popular stuff is baby things, baby items, high chairs. We have a car seat. We have a baby gate. We have a baby food maker. All those things where, like, if you're a grandparent and you have far away grandchildren coming to visit, you don't have to go out and buy a whole new set, nor do the parents have to bring it. They don't have to schlep it. So those are probably the things that are the most popular, the most fun things we have. We've got a pickleball set, which is a lot of fun. That's become a big thing here in Kent. We've had a good time with that. We have an electronic keyboard, a full-size keyboard, so if someone's wanting to, you know, do a sing-along night or do any sort of entertaining, that's here. A balloon inflation kit. You
that's
know, just
really handy.
things that people need for one time and then they realize they're still good but they don't actually want to keep it in their house. It's been really interesting what shows up. One fun one is a slot car, slot racing. You know, that where they have like the power little brush thing that goes in between on the course. That's popular with some young families. So yeah, that's a busy collection. We also have a seed library. Last year we were lucky to get a huge donation from the UConn Extension, which is in Torrington, and they gave us, I don't even know, 2,000 seed packets or something.
Wow.
And they were gone, almost entirely gone within about 3 weeks, everything gone. And that was a nice trade. What we hope is that people will collect seeds and then bring them back to us, but that doesn't happen that often. It's more likely that people just take the seeds and plant them. So, and that's fine. It doesn't matter. We have some cool art things that people have given us. We've got a fabulous chess set that came, I think, from Africa. That's beautiful, hand-carved. Mm. We have a variety of artworks that right now we don't really have anywhere to display, but we can't get rid of them because they're valuable. So, for example, there's an artist named William MacKillop, who was one of those traveling artists during the 20s and 30s, when there was a government program which was paying artists to do work. These paintings that he did were actually owned by the government. So either we keep them or they have to go back to the government. Like, we can't donate them to the historical society, or we can't donate them to a lot of them are of people's homes that are here in Kent, and we can't give them or even sell them to the owners of those homes because they're owned by the government. So funny things like that. And then when we have our new library, that will be part of our permanent collection of art. So we've decided that because we have all this lovely art, and Kent was an artist community, we've got a lot of fabulous artists that we're working around here, that we will have a permanent collection that will be on display and probably, you know, rotating like any sort of museum-y gallery place does. And then we'll have our gallery space, which will be for the rotating exhibits, which are the local artists who sign up, you know, sometimes 3 and 4 years in advance to hang their art here at the library. It's nice to be a gallery. We get to be surrounded by beautiful artworks all year. It's really lucky. And most of the time, we really like them. Sometimes you're like, oh, wow, 2 whole months. But most of the time, they're really lovely, and we do enjoy that very much.
So I love that you mentioned that, because we are very fortunate. We are just starting a new partnership. Not a new partnership. I would say an enhanced partnership with the Millbrook Arts Group. That's a really great local organization that contributes so much to the community in the form of art. And we are actually working together to turn our gallery space into something called the Millbrook Arts Project.
Ooh.
And the idea is that it's going to be a community art space. We have a committee that selects curated exhibitions. The Millbrook Arts Group is going to contribute some funding towards the exhibit design and production and promotional materials and things like that, artist stipends. And then we host exhibitions, any artist programs where they want to talk about their work or their process, and then art receptions.
Nice.
So we're actually having our first exhibition start in February, and we're going to have an artist-led tour on February 1st at 4:30. And that same day, a public reception from 6 to 7:30.
Oh, that's great.
And we're going to be featuring Ann Leedy, who's a local artist who has ties to the area. So we are very excited about this. And last year, we were fortunate with support from Meg and a couple of other organizations to redo our gallery space. So we changed the paint from this okay yellow to a nice white color. And then we have new carpet. We have new gallery benches.
Nice.
So it's been a labor of love, and
yeah,
we're really excited that that's going to be a more official enhanced partnership.
That's lovely. Those partnerships really are where every organization is moving. I mean, you really have more bang for your buck when you join up with another group.
Exactly.
To do things that everyone is interested in. So that's lovely. I know some libraries do rotating displays of people's collections, and that's something that I'm hoping to do. Lots of people have collections of all sorts of interesting little things, and once we have a bigger space, we'll be able to do that. And I just think it's fun when someone has an area of interest that they, work hard on collecting things that mean something to them, but most of those live in their homes. And so this is an opportunity for our patrons who do have interesting collections of things to bring them in and share them with the community. And then, same thing, like it is an art show, you can have an opportunity for the collector to discuss it and talk about why they are so passionate about what they've collected. And I'm looking forward to that, but we don't have the space right now, unfortunately.
That sounds awesome. I know we have these display cabinets in one of our front entrances, and we did last year a Millbrook Memories exhibit where we asked people to bring in pieces of local history and a little description of them, and we displayed them in the display cabinets, and people really liked that.
That sounds neat. Yeah. One thing we did that was a lot of fun, that's not quite a collection, but it was sort of a town art project, is we did, and I will admit we stole it from other organizations, we did a Peeps diorama contest.
Ah.
And And that was a lot of fun because it was children through adults. Really, anybody was welcome to create a diorama, and they were lots of fun. And that we had it, the had to be book themed, but it ended up being a really entertaining. It was like an art exhibit, but sillier, I guess, and really entertaining. We had a good time with that one.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was great. And if you Google Peeps dioramas, oh my gosh, you'll see the funniest things. People are so creative. I am not that creative, so it's neat to see people really stretching that muscle. What else do you have going on these days?
Oh, geez, what else? We have a lot going on. We're doing our winter concert series, mm-hmm. which is also with the Millbrook Arts Group. We have our first concert. It's the last Saturday of January, so that's going to be really fun. We have our movie nights ongoing. We have all of our exercise classes. We have chair yoga, qigong, stretch and breathe. We have a kids yoga class every Monday. So lots of things for people if they want to exercise and, like, if they have New Year's resolutions to be a little bit healthier.
That is a good idea.
We got that covered.
Yeah.
How about you?
Well, we've got our young adult locals game night tonight, which is fun. It's not really young adult in the library sense. It's more for it's 21 and over, but that's a fun one. And then our annual meeting coming up on Saturday, and we usually do a brief annual meeting and then have a program. And this year we're doing a program about bobcats, which will be great.
Oh.
Our safe sitter babysitting training is coming up at the end of the month. That's a really nice program. I think it's kids sixth grade and up, and they teach them both the babysitting skills but also home alone skills. You know, what do you do when something happens? Really helpful, and it's our staff is one of the few places that can offer that in the area, so it's nice, and it's affordable. I know that some of the Red Cross and other types of organizations, they offer it for a lot more, but because we do it in-house, we can offer that program for about $30 a kid, which is nice. Yeah, it can be hundreds. Lots going on. That's the best thing about having a website. There's all sorts of always something up there and something to see for everybody. So I do hope that people check library websites when they're looking for activities to do.
Yeah, there's always a lot going on.
There is. And yeah, any cool new books? Anything fun?
So I've been reading the Emily Wilde series by Heather Fawcett, and it's a fantasy book, and it's like academic at the same time, and it's about a scholar who's on a quest to write an encyclopedia of fairies, and it tells about her adventures and her fellow scholars' adventures. So that's been my latest obsession, and the next book I think is coming out in the next month or so, so I'm very excited.
Okay. We've got a real popular one out now called The Wedding People that came in this week, and it was immediately out. And there's already a list for it, so that's going to be a hot one. Life Cycle of the Common Octopus is another one that looks like a popular choice. And, that's about the big excitement. I was down at our little local bookstore this week picking out a few extra items, and they said that December and January, which seems a little counterintuitive to me, are not a big book release time. But February, it's going to be just an absolute flood. So
yes,
that'll be exciting.
Yeah, lots of good stuff to add to the reading list.
Lots of good stuff coming out. So yeah, I think that's pretty much it going on around here.
That's pretty much it for here, too.
Okay. Well, I hope to talk to you again soon, and I'm sure next time we talk, we'll have a lot of book conversations.
Yes.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan.
Between the Stacks is produced at the facilities of Robin Hood Radio 91.9 FM, Sharon, Connecticut.